This July, the Higher Education Opportunity Act went into effect. It requires all colleges and universities receiving federal funding to do all they can to stop illegal file sharing, such as copyrighted music and movie downloads. Jim Lowe is Chief Information Security Officer at the UW-Madison. He says on average, they see about 3,000 cease and desist letters from recording and film associations directed at students. Lowe says while most cases are resolved, they're trying a new tactic this fall.
We're looking at kind of a three strikes sort of policy. We get a little bit more personal with the students. One is we send our standard cease and desist notice and just record it. Second level is we get a letter from the Dean of Students, and the third level is they need to talk to the Dean of Students' office. And so the Dean of Students is going to start to engage the students in this as well.
Lowe says the UW-Madison has had an awareness campaign against illegal file sharing since 2004, and it posts its policies on the university website to demonstrate compliance with federal law. Failure to effectively crack down on the practice can mean losing federal funding. Brian Rust of the Chief Information Office says consequences are also bad for students who shrug off cease and desist notices.
You become the focus of attention by the recording industry. From there, things can get a lot more expensive for them in a hurry.
A new UW survey on student computing suggests that the campus's awareness campaign against illegal file sharing is getting noticed. 80% of students say they're aware of the problem on campus, and most know there are penalties. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.